The Social Justice Commissioner says the federal government must do better at engaging Indigenous communities if it truly wants to tackle disadvantage. That's the key theme in Mick Gooder's 2014 annual report on social justice and native title. There's also growing attention on the number of Indigenous Australians in jail and dying in custody. The Law Council of Australia says it's now a national crisis, which requires immediate action by state and federal governments. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Tony Abbott has made it clear he wants to be considered as the Prime Minister for Indigenous Australians. The Social Justice Commissioner, Mick Gooder, has now delivered his 2014 report card.
Got to try harder, I think. His personal commitment from my position is fairly clear, and I believe it. I think what we're seeing now is almost a failure of implementation. You know, people understand there's got to be changes. There's got to be changes that people can live with, not that are just imposed on communities.
Mick Gooder says there's been a consistent message from Indigenous communities as the government puts in place its plans to roll around 150 programs into five main areas and cut around $500 million from program funding.
This year has been particularly, you know, the upheaval has been particularly severe. And look, I think a lot of us understand that there will be changes, but the thing I remark on is that there's just been a lack of engagement with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community and their representative organisations on trying to make that upheaval easier to work in our world.
There's also growing concern about the number of Indigenous Australians who are ending up in jail. The latest statistics from the Productivity Commission show one in four deaths in custody is an Indigenous person, compared to the one in seven at the time of the 1991 Royal Commission into deaths in custody. Indigenous youths are being locked up at 24 times the rate of non-Indigenous young people, and there's been a 74% increase in the number of Indigenous women going to jail since 2000. The Law Council of Australia says it's now a national crisis, which requires urgent attention. The council's president-elect is Duncan McConnell.
Is it time for another Royal Commission into the rates of Indigenous people who are in custody and dying in custody?
Look, I think that whether it's a Royal Commission or some sort of national discussion around why it is that we've got a dramatically increasing rate of imprisonment for Indigenous people in this country is well and truly needed.
The Social Justice Commissioner, Mick Gooder, doesn't believe a Royal Commission is required. In fact, he says it's the last thing that's needed.
I think what we need to do is return to the original recommendations and assess how we're going against them. 22 years down the track, I feel, and a lot of people feel, that these recommendations are still as relevant today as they were then.
But both agree the federal government should go back to its pre-election commitment to include a specific justice target in the state and federal government efforts to address Indigenous disadvantage. The Law Council's Duncan McConnell again.
The other targets that are in the Overcoming Indigenous Disadvantage strategy may well see a reduction in imprisonment numbers, but only in the long term. And what we've got on our hands at the moment is an immediate crisis. We need immediate changes to policy. We need immediate support for such things as prisoner through care programs, changes to bail conditions, better bail support, and these sorts of programs. And they need to be addressed right around the country.
Nigel Scullion, the Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister, said last week that he doesn't support targets because he believes it's better to focus on those underlying problems rather than treating Indigenous prisoners differently. Why do you disagree with him?
Well, simply because we've got far too many numbers of people going into jail now. Those changes that are all laudable in themselves, but those are going to produce long-term results, but they won't produce the short-term results that are needed.
And the Social Justice Commissioner, Mick Gooder, says a justice target can address the underlying reasons why so many Indigenous people are ending up in jail.
Not just looking at straight-out incarceration rates, but looking at the issues that lead to incarceration. So we agree with the Minister, but we think there should be targets.
And you think those targets can sit in alongside the other Closing the Gap targets?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've done some work on it, and in our report we propose some actions on it that's been endorsed by the National Justice Coalition. So I think it could be done reasonably simply, but again, by having targets, you could guarantee the Prime Minister would be reporting on those, as he does every year in February at the first week of each year, that, you know, the report about how we're going on closing the gap. And this is one gap, really, we've got to get serious about closing.
Social Justice Commissioner Mick Gooder ending Naomi Woodley's report.